Hey, welcome back to a brand new season of Infinite Love Podcasts. This time around, I'm taking my podcast on the road with me, wherever I go. It's something a little different, something to kind of break free from the home, from the office, and explore the world. Not sure where it's going to take me exactly, but I have a few things in mind in the upcoming weeks, once my summer break begins. And I wanted to make podcasting a little bit more flexible as I embark on a few adventures this summer. So why not try it out in my everyday life? So welcome to a brand new season of Podcast on the Go with Infinite Love. And if you're new here, my name is Kate, and I've been sharing my self-healing journey, finding the coordinates back to myself, self-love, self-healing, self-worth. I've been sharing a lot of my past and what has become of my present with what I desire for my future, embarking on the exploration of healing, the triumphs, the tribulations, the darkness, which I turned into my own light, transmuting the victim mentality and becoming my own hero, taking my journey, my life story, my facial differences, my scars, my pains, my anguishes, and turning them into something more positive and more beautiful. Something I'm so very proud of. So this season, get ready and buckle in for an enjoyable ride. Something I hope you enjoy and follow along every week, every Wednesday, 6 a.m. Central Time. While I embark on many different adventures, some unbeknownst to me, others a little pre-planned, collaborating with people you may know that I might have shared a little bit about along my way, as well as manifesting new collaborations, conversations, explorations of self-healing, of love, of life, of spirituality, of growth. So for today's episode, I'm taking you on a little ride to a place I just absolutely fell in love with. It's a huge part of my healing journey, and I know I've shared it a few times, but you're going to get a whole different visualization of it as I'm walking along this path. Like any other path in a forest preserve, grassy, wooded areas. However, there's this gem of a path that I travel to, and it goes deep within the woods and the back trails. A very short path, but it's the most majestic path. It kind of gives you that Peter Pan vibe. Fairies all around you. Trees hovering over, cobblestone beneath your feet. An old waterway to your right with a little water reservoir pond. Vacant, but still beautiful. And you can take these offbeat paths, which if you were a kid, I can only imagine seemed like a huge adventure. Do I go right or do I turn left? Do I continue straight on? Into the open, into the known, into what I can see? Or do I travel the road less traveled? The one that may instill a little fear because you just don't know where it's going to take you. Well, if you've been following along on my journey, you know me. I'll always travel the path of unknown because I will never let fear be what controls me. Not to say that I'm going to go into every dark tunnel. I listen to the intuition. I go with my gut, but when I say have faith in this beautiful, majestic forest, every path just brings you to a whole different level of excitement, of peace, of harmony, of love. It's just that magical, and it allows you to feel like you're a kid again. And there's nothing greater on a self-healing journey then when you connect or reconnect with your inner child and you find that excitement fueling inside you, fueling your soul, rejuvenating your soul, you come back to life as if you took that first fresh breath of air. So this is it. Why am I traveling here? Why am I taking you here? Well, one, because it's the first nicest day we've had in a while. Two, all the color is coming back. It's the late of spring. The birds, the sounds, the sunlight, the greenery, the flowers, the smells. It's just that powerful, and your body just needs this. If you're anything like me, if I could go hiking every single day, I would. So clearly, I know where my soul belongs. It belongs by nature, and it belongs by water, oceans, lakes, anything. That's just who I am. But it's because I listen to what I desire. I listen to what my soul gravitates towards. So today, as we're walking and walking through these paths, I'm not going to go to my typical spot where there's these cobblestone pathways that I imagine used to go up into an embankment where there used to be homes or something, but it's now kind of leveled off and now trees have kind of succumbed this whole area. But if you look across the way, you do see these beautiful, beautiful homes in this neighborhood. So this is obviously the back portion of the forest preserve that has been kept sacred. But today I'm taking you into the dirt paths, the ones where you have no idea where it's going to take you unless you travel it. And here we are in the open area of the forest preserve, all grass, miles and miles, with trees in the distance. And I brought my yoga mat. So this is what I'm doing today. I'm giving you a podcast in the middle of a forest preserve, attempting my yoga. And I say attempting because I'm brand new to yoga. It's a bit different for me. I'm very athletic. Don't get me wrong. Well, I was very athletic. Let's not tell stories here. I used to be extremely athletic. Now at my age, I'll participate in things here and there. And obviously I do coach Special Olympics, so I'm always participating with basketball and track. But yoga and stretching was not something I ever gravitated towards. That is until I started this healing journey. And I would do a lot of meditation. But then I realized with my age, like any other age, stretching is key. Moving that stuck energy out of your body, out of these pockets of your chakras, is important. It's essential. It's key. So I have grown to love yoga. And today I wanted to get outside, let the sunlight hit me. Although I will say it is extremely hot today. Hotter than it should be, but I won't complain. As I lay here, which I kind of am, I'm outing myself as I'm saying, as I lay here, meaning I haven't really started the yoga portion. I've probably been laying here longer than I should have, but I'm out here openly talking to, I'm imagining if strangers are watching me, because there have been some people that walk by, they must think I'm literally talking to myself. So it's cool. I don't care. And that's the beauty of the podcast on the go this year, or this season, I should say, is I don't care. I don't care who sees me or what. And I hope that it brings attention in the way of inviting people to come over to ask questions. I am open to it. I am open to the unknown. And that's what I love about the decisions I make and the choices I make. And not allowing everything to just be controlled and scheduled, but also trusting the unknown of unplanned, divine timing, divine intervention. And that's where I'm at these past few weeks, is transformation of really exploring the unknown and letting things be. Simply be. And at times it's uncomfy, but I know that's important because it's something I really need to grow through, heal through, feel it all, and trust and let it go and just keep moving forward. Because there's so much value and lessons to learn through these situations, especially the ones that we find uncomfortable. They're there to teach us. So I ask you this. Can you name a time, a recent moment in your life that you found yourself feeling uncomfortable? What did you do? Did you avoid that uncomfortability? Did you get up and pick up the phone and call a friend? not to talk about it, but to disregard it and talk about something else to fill that void so you didn't have to think about it? Did you jump into an addiction? Something that could replace it, numb it? Or did you just simply take a nap? Or did you simply preoccupy yourself with something minuscule or minute? Or did you actually sit in the uncomfy and ask yourself, why am I uncomfortable? What is it that is making me uncomfortable? And that is what I've been doing. And that is what the season is going to be about. Is I've shared so much of my journey of what I've been doing. I've been sharing my feelings and sharing the growth, but I haven't really shared the actual lessons and what I actually do in those moments. So this is going to be a little bit of that too, exploring all the avenues and not just one side of it. I was approached by a friend a few weeks ago in regards to just how positive I am. I love that. I do. But don't get me wrong. I am not 100% positive every single moment of my life. I choose to focus more on the positive than the negative, but I still have my negative moments. I still am human, but I still have to work on those things. I have to learn to let them go. And I think the hardest part about that is the fact that I work within the education system. And if you know anything like I do about educational systems, and I know this equates to many other organizations, anywhere, companies, you're going to come into situations of political obstacles. And you think, how can that really be possible in the education system? Well, it wasn't. A long, long time ago, school systems got to run their own schools. And then politics saw dollar signs in these school districts, and then they took over. So a lot of superintendents come into these programs, into these school districts, as businessmen or women. And we say we're all about the kids. But if you're not in the education, if you're not in the trenches, outside looking in, you're never going to know what goes on in all of the obstacles that take place and transpire within educational systems. It is heartbreaking. It is exhausting. And if you knew the turnaround of school teachers, paraprofessionals, and so on, it's grim. I know the last couple of years we've been really struggling. We were low on staff members. I had to give up lunches and plan periods because we didn't have enough staff. So we were having to do it all. And by the time you leave work, you're not taking work home. My first 6 years of teaching, I took work home with me all the time. I never took days off. I'm in my 14th year of teaching and I am almost at my capacity of taking 12 days off, you know, the last couple of years. But I still have 70-something sick days left that are saved, that have rolled over in the 14 years I've worked there. Is that a lot? To me, I don't think it is. But to some who have to use their sick days, yeah, it is a lot. And I'm grateful for those days. But when I say I go home from work, I shut it all off. I don't take work home with me. I shut my phone off from parents, from teachers. I'll help out in any way I can if I'm available. But otherwise, I cannot take my work home anymore. I cannot. Not during this healing journey. Not when I've realized my worth. And superintendent isn't going to see my worth. Well, I'm going to make sure I see my own worth. And if you're going to judge me and evaluate me as only proficient, okay, then that's your loss, but my gain of my worth. Because I'm only going to give you that proficient energy because you don't value my time and the amount of work you're asking of me to do, the emotional sacrifices you're asking of me. So I'm a lot different now, and I take great pride in that, and I won't apologize for it. And the things that we've been through in the last couple of years since the pandemic, and these poor children, and what we're not offering them since the pandemic, It's horrifying. It's sad. And I know that I work with special education. So I know that what we deal with is a little bit different than most of the other kids that come into these high schools. However, it's not. It's heartbreaking to see the setbacks of what the pandemic did for our kids and for all kids, emotionally, mentally, intellectually. They're used to structure and routine and just every single day being taught just loads of academics, and this structure and routine is embedded into them. And then when the pandemic hit, it was just all at home, you know, online. It didn't work for them because our kids are so hands-on teaching that it just, they were so used to video games and iPads and their own technology. They weren't used to the classroom, and it's a whole different world. And I don't want to carry on about the education system, but you can see where my heart lies. I'm very in tune, and I'm very emotionally connected and invested with my students. So I'm also emotionally invested with myself, in my worth, in my strength, in my energy, in my healing, in my growth, in my learning, mind, body, soul, spirit, my alignment, and my grounding. So I have to make sure I take care of myself, as everyone should. And that's what I promote, is self-care, self-love, self-worth, self-healing. If you don't pour into yourself, but you're finding yourself pouring into so many other things, whether it's people, whether it's places, whether it's your jobs, whether it's your families, and you're losing sight of who you are, then what good are you to those people or to anyone, to yourself? And if I could just teach people that it is possible, even at 44, and I started this journey at 40 when the pandemic hit, but at 44, I have come a long way. Is it perfect? No. Do I have emotional setbacks? Yes. Yes. Human. But it's embracing those human moments and saying, you're going to be okay. And being out here in nature and seeing it and knowing it and believing it. It's like, okay, I am going to be okay. So why was I always afraid that I was going to lose my shit? But I wasn't. I was just having a human experience. But my coping skills weren't there. I didn't have those. And if I did have coping skills, they weren't the greatest. They weren't positive coping skills. They were negative ones. Negative ones I've learned and conditioned to learn, to utilize for myself, just to get by or just to get through the moments, or just to avoid or run from. So here I am out in nature, doing yoga, sweating it up, and sharing it all with you. So again, if you are brand new to this journey, welcome. My name is Kate. I am a 44-year-old Southside girl from Chicago, living with a facial difference, a genetic inheritance called Crouzon syndrome. And it was one surgery that changed my life forever. And it's not that I'm here to blame that, because I no longer blame the surgeon. And it's just something I grew up living with. Hate, blame, anger, detachment, attachment. There was just so much that I had to unravel and go through to realize that this journey was meant for me. That this journey was what has created me to become the person I am today. Strong, determined, compassionate, loving, soulful, fighter, warrior, beautiful, inspiring, forgiving, gracious. I am those things because I finally was able to reconnect with my inner child, forgive myself for my past, to recreate and redefine my present, who looks forward to her future without fear, without shame, without regret. So thank you for joining me. And for all those who are back, who are continuously supporting me, I love you. I appreciate you. And I hope you really enjoy season 4 as much as I already am. And I'm only one episode in. But I'm just that excited about what's to come. I'm that excited about what has already transpired this past year. And I'll share more about what has transpired just for the past month that I've been off. I love how life changes so drastically, so beautifully, so poetically. I love that a 1 month feels like a year ago, but yet a year ago feels like a minute ago. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it makes sense to me because of everything that has transpired within my life, within my healing life, within this journey. And so I can tell you with 100% confidence that I'm ready, that my heart is wide open. My soul is ready to flourish. I am ready to explore and expand beyond anything I can even imagine, holding no expectations, just love, light, excitement, joy. I'm ready. So if you're ready, let's do this. And again, thank you for coming back and listening to Infinite Love Podcast.